Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor, and welcome to today's episode of the KNEO Community Connection. We're going to be speaking today with Janice McCracken, and she is the director for Power of Pink Missouri. They have an event coming up in May, and we're going to talk to her about that. So, hey, Janice, thanks for taking a few moments with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So there's an event coming up May 10th and 11th with Power of Pink, and why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yes, this will be our 14th year, and what we do is we help local women in the four-state area that are battling breast cancer. My husband is a rodeo clown, and we've always had the Power of Pink, or Tough Enough to Wear Pink. And so when we had an event center, I said, hey, I want to do something, but I want it to help our local women. Mm-hmm. So we started the Power of Pink 14 years ago. To date, we've helped 50 women, and we've raised and given those 50 women over $361,000. And all the money goes directly to the women. Each year, women are nominated, and then we raise money that year, and that money all goes out to those women, and we start at zero every year. So we never turn anyone down. We've had a few turn us down as far as, you know, my insurance has got it all, or, you know, some people are more private and don't want their name out there, but give it to somebody that really needs it, you know. And so, but other than that, we try to help the ladies and just take a little bit of stress off of them.
Yeah, and it's definitely great to see the community coming together to support women who are going through an ordeal such as this. And so the Power of Pink fundraiser, it's this year, May 10th and 11th. And this is the 14th annual. I was looking there at your website that you all had started in 2010. And yeah, it does kind of tell the whole story there as well. But so this year you've got a dinner and auction on Friday, May 10th. And then there's a walk, run and auction on May 11th. Is that right?
Yes, on May 10th, it starts at 6:30. We've changed locations, so it's at the Wheaton High School gym. It's $20 a ticket. We have a wonderful meal, and then we do an auction there. A lot of fun. You get to meet the ladies that we're helping this year. And then on Saturday morning, we start the registration at 8. New this year, it's going to be timed. The McKay Roofing is sponsoring it this year, and they are having it timed, their 5K timed. And so we'll have 8 different age groups. There'll be awards for each one of those age groups. There'll be an overall award, and we're just excited about adding that this year. And also, the Mercy Mammogram Van will be there, and you can call and schedule to have your mammogram done that day. So it's God has blessed us every year. You know, sometimes it tends to rain in May, and God has blessed us. It's rained before, and it's rained after, but he's never let it rain on my walk. And so we're thankful for that, and we just invite everybody to come out and join in and support these ladies. You know, every 2 minutes, there's a lady that is diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
And one out of every 8 ladies will get breast cancer. And so it's very important that you may not know someone now, but there could be a time that you do. I hope and pray that you don't ever have that. But, you know, so it's best to get out there, get tested, be, you know, stay on top of it. And so they can catch things early and take care of it. So this is our way of trying to help bring awareness that it's very important to be on top of this. And let's help support the ones that have been diagnosed with this terrible disease.
Right. You are right, though. It's very common. And so events like this can touch a lot of people's lives. And I'm sure it just probably grows every year because more and more people see where they can come together as a community. It's like you said, some people might have insurance and that might help get them through this, but other people need a little bit more help. And so the events like this, it's coming up in May 10th and 11th, the Power of Pink fundraiser. And so if people want to support, you know, if they want to get a dinner out of it too, they can go for the banquet on Friday night. And if they want to do something a little bit more active, then May 11th is open to them. And you want people to get signed up, especially for the run and walk and all that. If they want to get a T-shirt out of that, they need to sign up early, don't they?
Yes, they need to go to powerofpinkmo.com, and you can follow the instructions on there. It'll take you through it. Everything is online this year as far as signing up, so they can do that from right there. And then if anybody wants to just donate money, auction items, we do a basket raffle on Saturday, so we're open for baskets. I do ask that everything is family oriented or child oriented, because we do have a lot of children that buy tickets for the basket, so I don't allow any alcohol or anything that would be off color towards for our children or
right.
My event. I don't want any of that to be associated with the event. We give God all the glory for what He's done in this event and what He's going to continue to do. So I want to honor Him in all ways there.
Well, Janice, thanks for organizing it that way. And we do appreciate you putting on this event and for taking a little bit of time today to tell us about it.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.